This is KUT. The body of Marine Sergeant Thomas Spitzer returns home to New Braunfels today. He was killed in action in Afghanistan on June 25th. KUT's Joy Diaz reports the New Braunfels community is taking his loss to heart, not just because he's a local son, but also because his is not the only loss the community has experienced in recent years.
A huge, round, orange sun was setting over New Braunfels Wednesday evening as hundreds trickled into the Canyon High School football stadium to celebrate the life of Marine Sergeant Thomas Spitzer. Pete Farias was there. He's the uncle of Lance Corporal John Felix Farias.
John Felix Farias was my brother's only son.
3 years ago, Farias was killed in Afghanistan. His loss was felt all over New Braunfels. Gas stations had signs with respectful goodbyes. Businesses displayed flags and yellow ribbons. The Marines' Semper Fi motto was the phrase used to end conversations. That wound felt like it had almost healed, but it's again wide open with the death of 23-year-old Thomas Spitzer. The community is again mourning.
I didn't know this young man personally, but he and John Felix went into the Marines on a buddy system. Okay, they joined together the same day.
They also died in the same place, the same week, of the same month, almost 3 years apart. This was Sergeant Spitzer's second deployment. By all accounts, he was a fine guitar player. So at his memorial service, it was up to his friend Lucas Taylor to play the national anthem the way Thomas Spitzer would have enjoyed it. The crowd stood in silence, right hands over their hearts. Spitzer's parents and fiancé also stood. A Marine escort surrounded them. Spitzer and his high school sweetheart were to be married next year, in April. When they met, he was a football player. Les Davis was his coach.
I've been coaching football for 35 years, and I can honestly say, and a lot of times you try to sugarcoat things, but I can honestly say this is true, that no athlete I've ever coached worked any harder than Thomas Spitzer.
Coach Davis and other friends of Spitzer talked about his character, his wide, bright smile. They talked about how he took the time when he was on break from deployment to visit with each of his friends. He came from a line of public servants. His father works for the sheriff's department. His mother for the local school district. He was also strong. So if anyone was to survive Afghanistan, it would have been him. But he didn't. So Coach Davis tried to turn the memorial service into a teachable moment for New Braunfels.
Don't be afraid to tell someone you love them. It's important. I'm trying not to get emotional, but I can't help it. Tell your friends what they mean to you, because life is way too short, especially for some.
Funeral services for Marine Sergeant Thomas Spitzer will be held today. He'll be buried on Monday. That day, flags at the Capitol in Austin and all Texas and U.S. flags in New Braunfels will be flown at half-staff in his honor. Joy Diaz, KUT News.